This is Susan with MyHouseDeals.com, and today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member Ray Davis from the Dallas-Fort Worth market area. Ray is getting a refund of his initial upfront membership fee because he bought a property that was listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of his Premium Elite upgrade. Thanks for spending some time with us today, Ray. Tell us about yourself and your investing background.
Well, I'm a pretty new investor, actually. I just started kind of seriously getting involved in about May, and I was an accidental investor back in the 90s when I moved out of a house and couldn't sell it, so I had to rent it for a while. But, so this is really my first deal that I found through MyHouseDeals.com, and, I've done some reading, done some, been to a couple of seminars and stuff, but this is actually my first property to purchase and rent out.
Excellent. Well, besides that accidental beginning, what inspired you to return to real estate investing?
Well, it's been something I kind of have been planning for a long time. I mean, I probably started a lot later than I probably should have. One of my kind of, I guess, secret goals was to, try and buy enough houses that, and rent them out to where I could, just sell off a house a year during retirement to kind of pay my bills, knowing that Social Security probably wasn't going to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
And, it just seemed like the marketplace is in a place right now where there's enough deals out there that you can, find deals fairly readily, and it just seemed like a good time to get involved. And it doesn't take a whole lot of math to figure out that you can't get much worse than your 401k is doing right now. So I figured I could at least beat that.
So thinking for the future and current situations kind of had factors in that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm full-time employed, and I make a good living, so I don't really need the income right now. It's more really looking towards the future and just, trying to have some stuff, making money for me so I don't have to work as hard in the future.
Hey, no arguments there. What problem or need did you have that MyHouseDeals.com was able to satisfy?
Well, essentially, the way from everything I've read and everything I see, the way you make money in real estate is you got to buy the stuff right. And I think MyHouseDeals is a great source for leads in that arena. In other words, I would say the most difficult thing for a real estate investor is to find good deals at a good price and enough of them to keep you going. And that's the site's a great place to look at. Your target market, you can expand your search and look at, a bigger market or, find just the deals you want to look at. You don't have to spend, countless hours driving around looking for long grass to try and find a deal. You can actually just sit at your desk and look on the website and find what you need to find.
Mm-hmm. Well, before you came to us, what else did you try to access leads easily?
Well, I mean, I've worked with a couple wholesalers locally and talked to two or three of them. I've looked at some of the auctions. I haven't actually been to an auction, but I've looked at some of the real estate that's on some of the auctions, and then working with a real estate agent and plowing through the MLS and putting in some certain criteria that I felt like would find me the right kind of deal. And it's just to date I haven't found one that really fit my knee as well as this one did at MyHouseDeals.com.
I heard you mention the search features. Would you say that's your favorite feature of the website, or do you have other favorites?
Yeah, I mean, I like the search feature. You can really narrow down your search to exactly where you're wanting to look or what you're wanting to look for, what type of deal you're wanting to look for. That's certainly probably the most appealing feature to me. I also like the fact that it gives you the ability to write notes, and you see which properties you put notes on, and kind of as opposed to having to keep it all on a notepad, you can just keep it right there on your site, and it's private to use. So you can, and other people can add notes to that have seen the property, look at the property. I've looked at those. I can't say I put that was a deciding factor in finding this location, but I like both of those features.
How many properties did you look at before deciding on this one?
I've probably looked at 10 to 15 houses in my target area, and I actually had an offer on one deal, and it kind of fell through right before closing. The folks couldn't get moved out in time, and I needed to move on. But I'd say seriously looked at 10 or 15 houses, and actually had an offer on one that kind of fell through before I got this one.
Okay. Well, what made you choose to buy this one in particular?
Well, this one is right in the middle of the market that I'm looking at. I like the school district. It seems like the rental comps are good in that area. I kind of, have a game plan on which, how much I want to spend, how much rehab I want to do. And this one kind of fit all the criteria. And I wasn't an Elite member when I saw the house initially, and I saw that it was, the only way you could get to it was look at the, become an Elite member. So I immediately signed up to be an Elite member so I could take a look at this house. And within a week, I had an offer on it.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like that was a good decision then.
Yeah. I mean, it's really a no-brainer, especially with, the ability to, if you can close a deal and act on a property on the site, it's almost a money-back guarantee.
You bet. Well, you mentioned that you planned on renting the property. Do you have a plan for getting it rented quickly?
Well, I put the for rent signs up on Thursday. What was that, 3rd, 12th? And I've already gotten about 6 people through there to look at it, and I've already taken application fees from 3 of them. So that area rents up pretty quickly, and most of the people that come are saying, well, I want to get you a deposit right away because every deal I look at in this area seems to be running by the time I get there. So I've got it rehabbed. I've got a little bit of cleanup left to do, but we should have it running before the first of the month.
Wow, things are moving fast on this for you.
it's actually turned out to be, I think, a fairly good deal.
Good. Well, you mentioned that you have to do a little bit of renovation. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was. The property was really in pretty good shape. I mean, it was... The folks had lived there for a while, so it looked like it was dated a little bit, and they didn't keep up with some of the maintenance. So there's a lot of cleanup, a lot of, some touch-up paint. We repainted the outside and updated the HVAC unit. But other than that, it had a new roof on it. The interior was actually in pretty good shape.
Have you been able to find reliable contractors to help you with that rehabbing? And I'm curious, if so, how have you gone about doing that? Because that's sometimes hard.
Yeah, I've done some of the rehab myself. I'm not a handyman by any stretch of the imagination, but I can do a couple little things. I've done some stuff at my house, so I did some of the minor stuff myself and some of the interior paint. The HVAC unit and those kind of things I subbed out to somebody else, but I didn't really have a contractor on this deal because it was so minor there really wasn't that much to do. We spent about $5,500 in repairs.
Okay. All right. Speaking of those dollar amounts, would you mind outlining for us the purchase price, the estimated cost of repairs, and the ARV on the property?
Certainly. Yeah. So I purchased the property at $79,500, and the poster had it listed as a ARV of $110,000. I did, some of my own due diligence, and I felt like the ARV was probably closer to $105,000 to $108,000. Somewhere in that ballpark, and my finance company actually had an estimator and appraiser come out, and his appraisal came in at $101,000. So, $79,500 for the house. I spent about $5,500 in repair, and it's worth $101,000 plus, I would say.
Okay, all right. Well, how did you finance your purchase, and would you recommend that other investors use that particular type of financing?
Yeah, so this was a, needed to be closed fairly quickly deal. So I've got access to some hard money lenders that I work with, and so on this deal we did a hard money transaction to get the thing closed quickly, and then I'm working with them now to get the repair costs because we've completed most of the repairs, which they withheld. So I'm sending him the invoices and stuff to get the repair costs funded to me. And then then I'm in the process of also refinancing to a conventional mortgage because I'm planning on holding it and renting it out. So kind of the typical hard money refinance and hold
sure,
process for
sure.
financing.
You mentioned a quick close. Did you do anything in particular to make the seller confident that you could actually close on the property?
Well, I gave them a couple things, I guess. I gave them $2,000 earnest money up front to make sure that they knew that I was serious and I was going to get it done. And then I also let them talk to my lender, and the lender gave them a vote of confidence that this thing could close, and he could close quickly as soon as we got the title work done. So,
okay.
But, you know, I think the earnest money helps, and you know, just giving them somebody that they feel comfortable that you can make the thing happen certainly helped us close the deal quick.
Okay, all righty. Speaking in more general terms, how else have you built up your real estate investing education?
Well, I tell you, I've read a couple books. I read a book called Flip, which, I mean, when I originally looked at doing this, I was really more interested in doing flips and getting that cash out quickly and not doing the rentals as much. It was really more, you know, the time I spent with Lifestyles Unlimited that their model is to really encourage people to hold the properties and rent them out. And that, you know, after listening to some of the stuff they said, it really did make sense. Mm-hmm. I've also, there's, you know, a lot of the wholesalers in your area will help you. They've typically got some educational programs and some processes that they'll walk you through to kind of help you understand how to get your foot in the door in real estate investing and really how to grow your reach and grow your network.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that in general the real estate investing community is pretty friendly and they're willing to help people coming in new?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've never all the folks I've talked to, and I've talked to, you know, people that have 50, 60 homes down to people that haven't got a home yet to rent, and everybody, it doesn't seem like a competition where, you know, if you're an outsider looking in, it's like, well, why would they tell you anything? Why would they want to help you out at all? Because that's going to be, you know, less market for them. But everyone I've worked with to date has been complimentary and helpful and really done whatever they can to try and help you along, get your foot in the door and get going.
Oh, boy, that sounds very positive. So here's a chance to give back. What advice would you give to new investors?
I mean, it's, you know, you need to do some research and you need to get educated, but there's really not a secret to it. You're not going to be able to talk to enough people that somebody's going to have the silver bullet that if you can just do this one thing, then you'll be successful at real estate. It's really just about getting a plan together, doing what you need to do to execute that plan, and then really just taking action. You know, figure out what you want to do, how you want to do it, and you got to take that first step. You can't. You know, I've heard some people tell me this, and now that I'm in the middle of it, I truly believe it. You can't wait for the perfect deal. There's enough good deals and really good deals out there that you'll make up for not waiting for the perfect deal by doing a bunch of good deals.
That sounds like really great advice. Ray, I really do appreciate the time that you've spent with us today. And on behalf of all of our members and the team at MyHouseDeals.com, thank you so much for sharing your success story with us.
Well, thank you. And like I said, the site's a great resource, and I think it's, you know, got my foot in the door to being a successful real estate investor. So thank you.